Right now, let's go to Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, the junkie bowl games continued last night with the DXL Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't pay attention to them, they never start.
You can't help it when you flip the channels. You know, I've got this Xfinity thing, and if I'm looking for sports, you have a certain button, it shows you what's on, okay?
Well, you missed something big last night.
I went to bed, so what did I miss?
Wofford beat North Carolina.
Oh, that's right, I saw that.
Who's
this
Wofford,
morning.
The big bad wolf?
Yeah, Wofford.
Wofford beat North Carolina, so I guess there'll be no championship for North Carolina this year. It's the first game they lost at home to a non-conference opponent since 2014. Bye-bye Tar Heels.
And didn't Duke lose last week?
Yeah, Duke got beat by Boston College.
Yeah.
Then they went out and played Evansville. Oh. I think it's a high school. They beat them by 64 points.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
You look at the teams that these schools play early in their season, and it's ridiculous, is right. I mean, and then you hear people say, oh, they need to get their act together. Well, really? Why? Why do they need to get their act together? Why do they have to have sacrificial lambs they play against? It's a joke. It's just a joke. I mean, then the conference comes, and then you see who's really good or not, and that all of these games were fake. So, Wofford beat North Carolina, and Duke beat Evansville. There you go. Two big games last night.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. What else do you have in sports?
Not a lot for a Wednesday going on last night. The local teams were dead. Nobody played last night, so there was no hockey going on, no basketball going on. It was a lull. But there's a lot, like I've been saying, there's a lot of action going on Thursday and Saturday. Tonight the Devils go to Newark and play the Rangers. That's a big game. And like I said yesterday, Anaheim finishes their swing through the New York area, and they play the Islanders tonight, and who's a very happy organization this morning with their move to Belmont.
All right. Now, see what the Yankees are trying to get Yu Darvish?
I hope they do, because he looked tremendous in the World Series, didn't he?
He was terrible. So I couldn't understand it.
Yeah. I mean, people have short memories, don't they?
And the Giants got Evan Longoria.
Yeah, he's hurt a lot. I guess it's good for the Giants. I think they would have been just as good keeping Nunez, if you ask me. But, you know, what do I know? I don't know anything. But the Mets are chasing Gonzalez from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Why?
Those are the questions that you're
touching. Isn't Duke Snyder still alive? Can't they sign him?
Didn't they? They just finished paying off what? What guy did they just finish off paying last year?
I don't know. Did they finish paying Bobby Bonilla yet?
Last year was his last payment.
Adrian Gonzalez. I mean, the guy's half dead. He's had a good career, but, you know, it's like going and signing Lou Gehrig now. He's only going to be 120 years old, but he'd be on a Mets roster. Who can't? What? Go out and sign the first baseman from the Royals if you want to sign a first baseman. Go get Hosmer. Go give him what he wants and sign him. Oh, no, we can't do that. Because he's looking for 5 years, it's going to cost us a lot of money. The team that Jeter should have bought is the Mets, not the Marlins, because they need to be gutted. They need to be put on a board like a fish and gutted.
Did you watch that that Jeter thing yesterday?
Now, you know what? I figured my time's too valuable to watch anything Jeter does.
How about the Patriots? Belichick says that Tom Brady's trainer no longer has access to any of the facilities.
I wonder if that ball at the end of the Pittsburgh game was deflated. You know what? Why do teams handle the balls? I still don't get it. They still do, don't they?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because the NFL's not done with all what they like.
They need more scandal, right? Yeah, when something goes sour, they need to turn another page to get people interested in it.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, the balls in baseball are juiced enough. I guess the teams don't have to handle that. But, I mean, it's a football. I mean, take them out of the box, you rub them up, and you put them in the game. Why does a team have to bring their own balls with them?
Now, I want to go to last night's, because I just read this on Google Sports. The bowl game between SMU and...
We're back to that again?
Yeah, I want to tell you why. You're going to love this one. SMU and, I forget, Texas something or other. Texas was 150-something to 3 or 10. SMU's coach quit at the end of the season to go to Arkansas and brought 70% of the staff with him. So the new coach came in with all new people, never having worked with the team before. And they had an ex-quarterback calling the plays for this team.
Wow.
My goodness gracious. You know, when a coach takes a job for another school and they're in a bowl game, they should be required to stay through the bowl game.
Yeah, it should be part of your contract.
Yeah, should be required.
If you leave a team high and dry in a bowl game, you should have an automatic NCAA suspension for a year.
Now, there is a funny thing. There's a thing that ESPN does that they promote to pick these bowl games. They have a
chicken or a snake or something?
No, they got the guy that predicts their bowl games, okay? They've got a computer, and they've got two young kids. And what the kids do is they sit in a room and they put down blocks that have the different teams' names on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the kids are leading. The computer is second.
Oh, yeah.
And the analyst is last.
Well, I got one just as good. When I went to the track last week and I was hanging out with my friends like I usually do, I found out one of my friends that I hang out with is an uncle of one of the kids I teach in school. I found out one of the kids I teach in school, who's a girl, who, by the way, came in second in my stock market club, she won the football pool last week for $340.
Wow.
Not bad for a sixth grade girl, huh?
Well, I guess she's going to have lots of nice things that she can purchase.
Yeah, her uncle said I should ask her for a loan.
That's right.
tell her she has to pay for the A.
If she's smart, she's going to put it away for college because she's going to need it.
$340 isn't even going to buy her a book cover when she goes to college. Well, let her spend it. Let her go buy some dolls or something.
Dolls? I don't think she's a doll type, having never met her. But if she plays the football pool, I think that she's. I think that she might buy a football.
You never
jersey.
Know. She might have a Tom Brady doll that she's hanging in her closet. Who knows? Maybe that's how she did it. Maybe she got voodoo dolls on them. I don't know. I didn't say what kind of dolls, did I?
No. No, you didn't. That's exactly right. You didn't say.
We got no football tonight.
There's no Thursday night football tonight, right?
No, we got a plethora of games for the weekend, though. We're going to be picking seven. Here's your chance.
I don't know.
Two Saturday, our usual three Sunday, and two Monday. And I guess we have to do them all mañana, huh?
We have to do them all on Friday. That's right. That's exactly right, because unless something serious happens, I won't be in here Monday morning.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm waiting for Santa Claus to come so I can hit him with the shotgun.
All right. Well, that's about it. Not much else to talk about in sports.
No, but big night tonight. Big hockey night. Devils play the Rangers. And like we all thought, we never thought the Devils would be in this position at this time of year. And like I said the other day, if they beat the Rangers tonight and they beat Chicago on Saturday, this team's for real.